For business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstore, something right has always been service, convenience, trust. Qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, May the 19th, and I've got one of my very best friends in the whole world. Today, Marie Robertson. Good to have you here, Marie.
Good to be here. It's always
good
to be here.
Marie Robertson from Dance Arts. And this really is a very big, very busy week for you and your sister Maggie.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Tell us what goes on.
This is when we have our spring recital. And luckily, we could do it at Jesse again. They weren't going to let us do it because they're redoing parts of Jesse. Mm-hmm. But they called us up and said, if you want to do the recital, that you can. So we have our dress rehearsal Thursday. Mm-hmm. The 22nd, and then we have the recital on the Friday and Saturday, starting at 7.
So this coming Friday and Saturday at Jesse Hall, Jesse Auditorium. And the thing is, if you have not been to one of these recitals, and if you like dancing, mm-hmm. if you like little kids and you like adults, but really good dancing with wonderful effects, lighting. The background, the back mm-hmm. screen that you use, even the clouds and the fog, it's like you're in New York City.
I guess so.
Yeah, it is. And you've got a cast of over 300 people.
Well, if you include it, that would be both nights, yes.
That's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of crowd control.
It is. But you know what's so precious about it is when you see these little kids come out and start dancing. The youngest are what?
Three.
3 years old.
Yeah.
And they're just as cute as a button in their little outfits mm-hmm. and they're tap dancing. And
they can do anything.
Yeah, they can. And sometimes they start crying.
Sometimes they just stand there and watch a feather.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
Then you get the older kids mm-hmm. and you get the adults. And I mean, you're talking professionalism here.
Yeah.
So if people want to come, it'll be this Friday and Saturday.
Also we'll be debuting my adult tap group.
Oh, it's called, what is it called?
It's called Tapped In.
Tapped In.
Yes, they've named themselves Tapped In. There's 16 ladies.
Oh.
And they're going to be performing, and I'm sure their families are just excited.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Yeah. You'll hear screaming like you've never heard before.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So Tapped In will be performing both Friday and Saturday,
yes, they will.
Okay. You know what they're going to dance to?
They're going to dance to There's No Business Like Show
Business. Oh, that's one of my favorite ones.
And they'll have canes and everything.
They have canes
so
and the whole thing?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you to get Tom and
Susan Gray
on there doing it.
Yeah.
But if you want to see
Tom and Susan can take the hip-hop.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
All right? Good people. But if you want to see a wonderful performance either this Friday or Saturday night at Jesse Auditorium, what mm-hmm. time?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
Start promptly at 7.
Yes, you do.
It's about two and a half hours.
Okay, 2.5 hours of nonstop dancing and fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes.
Jesse, and how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $12. You can get them at the door, or you can call Dance Arts and get them, which it might be a good idea because the line forms starting at 5:30.
To get in?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and they get to pack a lot of people
mm-hmm.
in there.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids. And a lot of wonderful entertainment and good feelings all around.
Yeah.
Marie Robertson, thank you. For more information, what's your telephone number, Dan Size?
875-1569.
Okay, Marie Robertson, thanks.
You're welcome.
And break a leg, not literally. Just
married, yes.
Right, all right. Now we have right over here the Greenhouse Theater Project also.
Yes, I know.
And Emily Adams and Andrew Belcher are here. Welcome.
Oh,
welcome back,
my
radio friend.
How are you?
And Andrew, you just flew in from
Brooklyn, New York.
New York, just to do this, right?
Yeah, I came in. I've been here for 2 weeks now. It's my first time in Missouri.
Yeah, how do you like Missouri?
I really like Missouri.
Good, good. The Greenhouse Theater Project, and you're doing Tartuffe?
Tartuffe, yes.
What is Tartuffe?
French Restoration comedy. So it's going to be classical, but obviously we're, again, keeping it nice and smooth and slick. We're performing in Yoga Salle, and with many
where
of
is
our,
Yoga
Salle is on James Street, St. James Street.
Okay.
So in the North Arts District. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's going to be a real physical, funny farce. We've got aerial silks. So we've got people, you know, using the whole aerial silks. We've got the rope wall that people are hanging off, a little trampoline. It's physical and fun.
This is all in the production?
Yeah. So it's going to be...
Okay, how many people do you have?
We have a cast of 10.
10?
So, yeah, 10 people flying around the yoga space. Okay. It's going to be wonderful.
So what is Tartuffe about?
Okay, Tartuffe... Well, actually, I'll let you say. Do you want to...
Tartuffe is...
Are you Tartuffe?
He's Tartuffe, yes. I am
playing Tartuffe as well as one other character.
So what kind of guy is Tartuffe?
Tartuffe, even in the play, is written by as a religious hypocrite.
Mm. He's a religious hypocrite.
So mm-hmm. He is a religious hypocrite. So he is someone who plays a very pious, religious person when really he has many darker, ulterior motives.
Mm. Oh.
And
he's a con man at his core,
basically. He's a con
basically.
Man at his core.
So he's... wheeled his way into this rich family under the pretense of being a very religious man, but really he's after a lot of other stuff.
And you're not really like that, though, are you? I mean, you're...
No, that is why it's called acting.
Okay.
You know, but it isn't, you know, we find these bits of ourselves in all of these characters because mm-hmm. I have to bring my real self to the characters. So every role you do, you find a little bit more of yourself and you see how, yeah, there's a little con man in me. Why not? Right?
Is it difficult? Is it difficult to get into the character of Tartuffe?
It's no more difficult than any role. It's a process. So you take it breath by breath and it becomes more and more a part of yourself. Mm. So when you do walk on stage, you...
You are Tartuffe.
There is a transformation.
You're a religious hypocrite at
if
that
If you're
point.
Doing it well, yeah, there's, you know, we lose Andrew and step into this other
So how long
world.
Then when, like, when you're done rehearsing, do you take a little while to come down out of this?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I have never had a baby, but I've heard that it's akin to postpartum. You as a group, birth this creative thing, and then it goes away. And which is also kind of nice, too. So we don't have to hold on too tight.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So if people want to come and see Tartuffe,
yep.
You're running 5 days, right?
Yep. So from this Wednesday, we open 21st to the 25th. So all the way through to
Next
Sunday.
Wednesday.
No,
Sunday.
This Wednesday.
This
Monday,
Monday 21st.
May the 19th.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Time
you're,
travel.
You're still back in New York.
Yes. Got it wrong.
You better get ready because you open this Wednesday.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Two nights.
So, yeah, 21st to the 25th. And tickets are $12, $10 for students. You can buy them online, which I would encourage because we do sell out. And
okay.
It's our webpages, greenhousetp.org.
Okay, so greenhousetp.org.
Get your tickets. Okay. It's going to be great.
So you're 21st through
the 25th at Yoga Salle.
Right? Marie's Big Dance Arts recital is this Friday and Saturday. Okay, so there's all kinds of wonderful entertainment going on. Thank you. Tomorrow, Truman Leadership Project in Stevens College Theater. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Amy Simons, who stepped in today. Thank you, Amy. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.